from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump is leaving the G7 summit in Canada due to tensions in the Middle East. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said on X that much was accomplished, but that Trump would be leaving following dinner with heads of state due to what's going on in the Middle East. Earlier in the day, Trump issued a warning on Truth Social saying everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. The man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband is facing federal murder and stalking charges. Minnesota acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said Vance Belter visited the homes of four politicians early Saturday with the intention of harming them. Thompson said Belter did research.
He researched his victims and their families. He used the internet and other tools to find their addresses, the names of the family members.
A federal judge is ruling against the Trump administration cuts to National Institutes of Health grants. Reagan-appointed Judge William Young declared the cuts illegal and void and ordered many of the grants to be restored. He said the cuts represent racial discrimination and discrimination against America's LGBTQ community. New Jersey's former Democratic senior senator Bob Menendez is heading to a federal prison on Tuesday. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The former chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is sentenced to 11 years behind bars for taking gold bars, cash, and a Mercedes from Egypt and from New Jersey businessmen in exchange for his clout. Menendez, who's 71, had hoped to remain free while appealing his conviction, but a federal appeals court denied his bail bid last week. He's expected to turn himself in Tuesday morning unless President Trump offers him a last-minute pardon.
Residents in the Midwest are bracing for severe weather through Wednesday. Thunderstorms could bring possible tornadoes, large hail, heavy winds, and flash flooding. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will stay mostly cloudy tonight with a low close to 60 and humid and warmer tomorrow with a lot of clouds, maybe a shower. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s. Mainly cloudy and muggy tomorrow night with a shower or two around, maybe a rumble of thunder with lows into the mid 60s. And then on Wednesday, clouds and some breaks of sun. It's going to be a humid and warmer day, highs into the low 80s with a thunderstorm in spots. And still the risk for a thunderstorm Thursday, especially into the afternoon. Some of the storms could be heavy and gusty with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
All right, we've got 65 in Patterson, 62 in Hamilton, 63 Cape May Courthouse.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.